learn yet. The Gemara says there was a mess in a certain place, and he was lying in the sun. So the Chachomim were matir them to carry the mess in the Kamles, because Kamles is only Asam Rabbanon. So Kovid Abriyes is Deiche and Nisan Rabbanon. So Miko Kamine Lishus Rabim. One second. No, the Ramban. Shor Rav Nachman lafuke lekamitz. Pio sham foshim, dal yikiki aroitinik. Rashi himself says that Rav Nachman was only matir to carry out the Karmelis on Shabbos, to carry out the mess in the Karmelis on Shabbos, to carry, take him away from the Karmelis on Shabbos, only al the kiki aroitinik. Because as far as the Issa Tilkul Mukhtze is concerned, the mess is Mukhtze, so there is a heter. If one has to carry out the mess, to put the kikya or a tinik on top of the mess. So here Rashi also says that Rav Nachman is only matir, yafuke lekarmeles al the kikya or tinik. Ve'afal pi shehutro karmeles, mishim tila priyes, yisal tilto lo yuta, shafil David Melach Yisroel, mes mutl bechamol yitiru litalti, elu bi kikya or tinik. Vitaime lifi, vitaime, לפי שאיסה טילטל קיפם שאפשר לסכן על דקיקה ריטינק, לא יתראו חכומים לילום, אבל איסה קרמלס, קיפם שאין לי את הקונה בשום עניין, משום כבד הבריאס יתראו. ולי נראה שהטילטל הזה, קיפם די צורך להציע לי קרמלס, ולא יקיקר ולא יתינק, מותר, שלא ימסי ויצוי שלי, שיממס, הותר ויצוי משום כבדי, הקיקה והטינק יחותרו להציע, אבל במטלטלי, אבל במטלטלי ביובש, במטלטל בשביל היוחד מחמו לצייר, הוא שיצריכו קיקר ותינק, משום שאפשר לסלק מכאן לסרל טילטל. So he is חלק על רשי. רשי says that when Rav Nachman was matter to take out the mess from the Karmelis because of Kavda Bries. So it's only al de kikar vitineik. Now what, where does the Gemara mention kikar vitineik? That's in respect to the Yisrael Tirtul of Mukhtze. So he's a Tirtul of Mukhtze. So he says, but here it's not Shaykh. If a mess is in the Chotzer, where there is no Shiloh, it's not even with Rabbanon, there is only a problem with Mukhtze. So then we have to do it al the Kikar Vitinik to get rid of the Yisrael, to dispose of the Yisrael Tirtul Mukhtze. Mashenkin, here we are faced with the problem of Yitzhoi in the Karmelis. So Mimele, Kikar Vitinik, so will not solve the problem of Yitzhoi, on the contrary, it will be Meisiv in Yitzhoi. So it's better not to be Meisiv in Yitzhoi and be Mitaltel Mukhtze directly than to dispose of the Yisrael Tirtul Mukhtze. So he says, V'lilire, שעתילת לזה כיוון לצורך להציע לקרמלס ולקיקר ולתינק מותר שלא יהיה מסי ליצוי שלהם שימאמס אותה ביצויים שם כבדי הקיקר והתינק יחותרו ליציון אבל מטלת להם שסיוך עם חמר לצייר הוא שיצריכו קיקר ולתינק משם דף של ישר לכם כאן ישראל תילת then he mentions ויש משאימיה שעתילת לו על די קיקר היום ולא יהיה על די תינק שאם כן אפילו רשוס הרבים לכם ליצוי הסתינק אלא יסור את הרבון המעל. So that Rashi says that the tiltul was al dekikya otinik. So then there is a shilisarish, the Ramban shita is that the Rav Nachman was matir without anything. And then he mentions the shita that Rav Nachman was matir al dekikya and not al dekinik. Because al dekinik, afil ishus rabim leke bitzo astinik al isura rabon and baume. Kida amoron, vichivim vil ishus rabim leke bitzo astinik al isura li karmeles muta lechatrile. Ve afilo bilikevit kovid abriyes. Vikivim shatinik muta lici li karmeles. Hamesim atinik name muter. Kide chazinom bifirik bameuisho. Die Gewelle ist und Zluch ist ja Platon, Mutterlich hat Chile, die Chivim Shabei se Mutter, Hakli Name she Mitzin, Agaf Habei se Mutter, Vizui Das, Arav Rebitzro, Barav Am Morizal. So the Ramban mentions a very strange thing. Arav Rebitzro, Barav Am Morizal. I think that's the Baloid. So he says, according to Rav Yitzchok Bar Abba Mori, so then, so even without recourse To cover the priest, it is muter, even Birshus Rabbim, it's muter to be made Tzimes al yidei tinek. In other words, he'll take a tinek that can already make footsteps. So we apply the aloha of Hanis Esatz Midraise. But Midrabonon, so it's osa. It's osa. So the Mele becomeless, it will be muter with lechatchile without kavodah priyes. Because since the tineik is able to make footsteps, so even Birshus Rabbim, you are allowed to carry him midraise. Now, so suppose he would carry such a tineik in a carriage, he would be potter in a Birshus Rabbim. He would be potter because Ameitzi is a tineik b'mito, potter afal amito. But Birshus Rabbim is also midraise. It's also midraise. So mailing carmelis, it's muter. So Rabbi Yitzchok HaBeMori says something else, something very strange, a tremendous chiddush, that it's muter to carry a child that can walk in a carriage. In the carmelis. Why? Because even Rishus Rabbim, it would only be Osam Rabbonon. He would be Meitzi a tineik, b'mito, so he's Potter of Lamito, but Rishus Rabbim, it's Osea, mit Rabbonon. So in carmelis, it's Exere. So it's Muter even in the carriage. So Rabbi Yitzchok HaMori says, when you take a baby that can already make footsteps, so, and you put him upon the mess, so the mess, in effect, is a carriage. Because, it serves the purpose of a carriage. I mean, how is a baby carried in a carriage? You put the baby in the carriage, and then you lead the carriage. So the baby is carried by leading the carriage. So here, when you put the baby that can walk, so there is no isaritzoyim midraise on the baby. When you put him on top of a mess, so the baby is carried through the mess. So the baby the mess is the carriage for the baby. So mele, even the Rishus Rabbim, it will only involve this Rabbanon. So the mele, in the Kamales, it's muta lechatchil. And then he mentions the braise that of Reblezer, that Reblezer says that it's muta lechatchil for a woman to go out with a plate, or with a tzluchisha platon. Platon is a certain spice, like perfume, and that is contained in a certain little tiny flask. So that's leichishot platon. So that's itachshit. So it's muter even lechatchile. Why? Because, so the he says, ki dechazino mefirik ba'meisho, the kivelis with leichishot platon, muta lechatchile, ki dechivim sha'beise muter, hakli name shemitzin agav ha'beise muter. Vizui dasar av Rabbi Yitzchok HaMori zal, veini nochim klal. The also mikaritzoye, so in other words, so we see one thing, that Rav Rabbi Yitzchok HaMori agrees with the shita of the Pritvo. I mean, definitely, he goes even beyond that. Rav Rabbi Yitzchok HaMori goes much beyond the Pritvo and Rabbi Kveiga. Rabbi Kveiga, the Pritvo and Rabbi Kveiga and Rabbi Shlomo Kluger are only matter to carry a baby that can walk, but not. No one is matir, I don't know of any achrin that is matir, to carry a baby in a carriage. A baby that can walk in a carriage. That no achrin is matir. I mean, I don't know of anyone. But here, Rav Yitzchok HaMori, he goes further. And he says that it's muter, and he mentions the raya of tzleichi shel platen is muter lechatchile. So then the Ramban is masik. So he says, "Ve'eni nochimla." The also mikaritzoye libeisem utzleichisimo hoyu v'yesh bebeisem nasi kitachshit dum yedachai b'mito shepota kim shetzrich olei utfeilei do Talmud afilu lirebiude dam lochshin tzrich ligufo chayvolem hosamuta avol hoche ikaritzoye b'shvila mes shinatilik tzorich lemes v'lemisaye b'tzeosei mashenkin b'muto shenasis tfeilei mishemutlo bo mipnei shemisayeyes b'itzoye v'itzrich olei. So the Ramban says, is you cannot apply the aloche of Hameitzi as a chai b'mito potter af lamito sh'amito tveilo litinik. Because over there, in his machshove, in his kavone, he's only made the mito because of the baby. He wouldn't carry out the mito, the carriage, if he didn't have to carry the baby. So sincerely, genuinely, the mito is carried out as a medium whereby he'll be able to carry out the baby. So, the carriage becomes portal to the baby. Mashenkin here, it's a subterfuge, it's a arome. Is he interested in carrying out a tinnik all of a sudden? He wouldn't carry out a tinnik. So he's using the tinnik as a subterfuge, as a arome. So how can we apply the aloche of Ameitzi as a tinnik b'mito, potter of Amito? Over there, he's not interested in taking out the mito, but he's doing it in order to carry out the baby. So memele in his machshove, in his kavone, it's doppel. So it becomes bottle. Mashenkin here, he's interested in carrying out the maize. So he's carrying out the maize. Now, in other words, let's say, suppose now, so the question would arise. Suppose someone wants to have a carriage in the house. He wants to have a carriage in the house. He has to put many things in the carriage. And he has to bring over the carriage from another house to this house. Derech Rishis HaRabim. So someone will say, well, I have a very simple solution. How to carry the carriage to the other house? Because I'll take the baby and I'll put it in the carriage. So memele, it will be Hameitzi es atinik b'mito, so it would be poter aflamito. So that is mamish analogous to this case. See, tzahome, it's only subterfuge. This is what the Ramban is saying. Now we have to understand Rav Yitzchak Bar Meir also knew what he was talking about. So apparently the shite, or where is according to the Ramban? So the aloche of Hameitzi es atinik b'mito, poter aflamito, shamito naset velo, depends upon the kavone of the person. Then it becomes stuffing, but only when in his kavone it is stuffing, so it becomes stuffing alpidin. But where the primary purpose of the itzoye is to take out the carriage itself, then we don't say that the carriage becomes bottled to the tineik. The sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak Abamori, Bar Abamori is, no, it doesn't depend upon the kavone. As long as bimtzias, So a chai that is not in masse is carried through the mito, so mainly the mito becomes stuff. That's the shita of Rabbi Yisrael Meir, and the Ramban is chelik. Now, so one thing is certain, that Rabbi Yisrael Meir certainly agrees with the shita of Rabbi Levi on the Pritvor, not with the shita of the Magavon. But it's not mashma that the Ramban is chelik on that point. The Ramban is masik on Rabbi Yisrael Meir for a different reason. Because here it's a subterfuge only. But in a case where it's not a subterfuge, the Ramban doesn't say that midrabbonon tol biyoseh ariv mikamles, and that is not masik. But the Ramban does say, so it's mashma, that not only Rabbi Yisrael Meir agrees with the Pritvua Shite and the Rabbi Yisrael Shite, not with the Magen Avraham Shite, that even the Ramban agrees with that. But according to Rabbi Yisrael Meir, so even when it's done b'derech harome, we apply the din of tofel at hamito tfeilo mitinik. It's according to Rabbi Yisrael Meir, and according to Ramban, where it's harome, then we don't apply the din. Only when it is machshove, in his kavone, it is tofel. Then it becomes bot. But as far as the etzem din, the other chiddush is concerned, that since hameitzi es atinik Rishus Rabim is potter, and it's only awesome the Rabbanon Rishus Rabim, so in Carmelis is Mittel Chatrile. The Ramban doesn't say one word against it. He doesn't say anything. But he does say one word about the other aloche that Rabbi Yisrael Meir says. Rabbi Yisrael Meir goes much farther than the Shite of the Pritvur and Rabbi Yehuda. The Pritvur and Rabbi Yehuda are only matter in the Carmelis to carry a child, but not to carry. They do not matter to carry a child in a carriage. Why should there be a difference? So there could be a big difference, you see. Now, what's the shaila between, what shaila is involved between the machlekes between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Yehuda? The Magen Avraham says that you're not allowed to carry out a child that can walk in a carmelis, because called the tikkun rabbonon kinderaisen. And Rabbi Yehuda says, you can. He is masik on the Pritvue for the way the Pritvue was masik on the Magen Avraham, but he himself comes to the conclusion that you are allowed. So what is the machlekes between the Magen Avraham and Rabbi Yehuda? The Magen Avraham holds that while midraise It's not itzoye, but the chachomim won't misak and it is itzoye. So in Mele we apply the aloha of kol ditikin rabbonim kinderaistikin. Whereas Rabbi Gevega holds, true mid rabbonim itzoseya, but the rabbonim hasad it, not because the rabbonim won't misak it, that it should be considered itzoye, mid rabbonim. If mid raisi it's not a masi, it's not itzoye. So mid rabbonim it's not itzoye either, but the chachomim hasad it because of itzoye. If we allow him to carry out a child that can walk, so then he might carry out a child that cannot walk. So it's exere, but if mid rabbonon, it's exere, not in meloche mid rabbonon. So since it's only exere in rishus harabim, so in kamelis it's muta. That's the machlekes. So memele, it's very reasonable that this whole halacha that carrying out a child is not in meloche even mid rabbonon, but it's only oser on the basis of exere, that if we allow him to carry out a child that can walk, so he might be tempted to take out a child that cannot walk, it's only zero. But in the law, so it's not even rabbonon. That's only if he carries out the child by itself. But if he carries out the child in the carriage, so then true midraise is potter la mito. Because midraise, if there is a loche, that the mito becomes bottled to the child. Why does the mito become bottled to the child midraise? Because midraise there is a loche that if someone is meitzi, poches michi greigres, so he's potter. Why? Because he doesn't have sufficient chshimes, so he becomes bottled. So mimele, even when it's a big thing like a carriage, but in view of the fact that he is meitzi the carriage only because of the child, so in this itoye, the carriage, even though it's a bulky thing, has no chshimes, has no real chshimes. So it is like meitzi poches mechigreges. But the Ramban himself says here that whatever is itzoye mid rabbonon, like meitzi poches mechishio, so whatever is itzoye mid rabbonon erishus rabbim is also become less also mid rabbonon. Because called the tikkun rabbonon can derive the tikkun. So mele mid rabbonon we don't say that it has no chshimes. So mid rabbonon, even poches mechigreges has chshimes. So why shouldn't a mito that is tofel to the teenage have less chshimes than poches mechigreges? It's the same aloche, because it's not a davar choshev with raise, but with rabbonon it is a davar choshev. So mimele the Ramban, it seems that he agrees with the halacha mentioned by Rav Yitzchok Bar Rabbe Mori in connection with carrying out a child that can walk in the Karmelis. Because over there, it's also under Rishus HaRabim on the basis of Zeire. Not that it's considered Masi. Because Chayni is a Satzme, it's not a Masi, the Rambam says. So with Raisi, it's not a Masi, with Rabbon, it's not a Masi either. But the Chachomim asked it because of Zeire. If we allow him to carry out a baby that can walk, he might carry out a baby that cannot walk, then that will be a real masa midraisi. So mimele bekamles, it's gzere l'gzere, so it's not osir. But Mashiach came to carry out a baby in a carriage, so why is it potter midraisi? Because it's not a davar choshev. So it's like poches mechigreges, so midrabonon, it is a davar choshev, so maybe it's also a kamelis also. So that's why the Ramban first starts, v'ninochen klal, the also nikar itzoye libesim, u'tzleich isimo, hoil v'yesh be'besem, nase kitachshit. Why does he have to mention that? U'tzleich isimo, hoil v'un, hoil v'yesh be'besem, nase kitachshit. Why does he have to say that? In other words, he wants to be masik on another din mentioned by Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Mori. The other din mentioned by Rabbi Yitzchok Ben Mori is that not only is it muta to carry out a child in the Karmelis, even to carry out a child in the carriage in the Karmelis, it's muta. He says, oh no, that not. As far as the child itself is concerned, yes. Because why is a child muta midraise? Because it's not a masik. Chani is a satzme. So because Chayin is a Satzmi, it's not a Masse. If it's not a Masse, Midraise, it's not a Masse, Midrabonon either. But Midrabonon, it's also because of Xere. But Xere, so Mil in Karmelis, it's Muta. Mashenk, a child in the Karmelis, is also in the Karmelis. A child in a carriage, is also in the Karmelis. Because Midraise, there is a Loche that he doesn't have enough chshives. Mashein ki mirabonon, everything is chshives. So poches mechigreikas is chshives. So memeile the carriage is not less choshuv than poches mechigreikas. So midrais it's not idava choshuv, but mirabonon it is idava choshuv. If mirabonon it is considered idava choshuv, so memeile it's a masim mirabonon. If it's a masim mirabonon, it's itzoyim mirabonon. If it's itzoyim mirabonon, so we apply the principle of kol d'tikun rabonon kein d'rais d'tikun. So in other words, so the Rishenim who agree with the Shita of Rabbi Kiveya, but there might be Rishenim who are Chilek. Anyway, it's a machleket between the Mogen Avrom and Rabbi Kiveya and Daddy. Alright, now there will be a Shia in 2 minutes. There will be a Shia. I just have to get some Svori in Tarubis. Thank you. Es ames bimito chaye v'chikazayis min ames. Omer Rabbi Bachon, Omer Rabbi Yechem, Omer Rabbi Yisim, Omer Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Peiti Hoyo Rabbi Shimon, Avi Meitzes Ames L'Kevrei. Because Rabbi Shimon holds that Mochashim Tzrich L'Gufo Yispota. And Mes, even though he is making a Mes, because he wants to bring him L'Kvure, so it's still considered Mloch Shein Tzrich L'Gufo. Why? Because the purpose is a negative purpose. It's not that he needs the mess. He doesn't want the mess to be mutol unburied. So it's really to get rid of the mess in that shape. But he doesn't need, there is no positive purpose in the Itzoyeh. So maybe it's considered Mloch Shein Tzrich L'Gufo. Omar Rove, Umeide Reb Shimon, Bimar lachper boy, v'sifatere likris bei the chayv. But suppose he takes out in the Rishus HaRabim a shovel in order to dig with it, or he takes out a sifator in order to read, so he's chayv. Because that's a melocha tzrich l'gufo. Pshite, so the Gemara is the kasha, pshite. Di ho name melocha shen tzrich l'gufo hi, el melocha shen tzrich l'gufo l'rabshim nech mishkachas lo, if we are to assume that even when he takes out the Sefer Torah in order to read in it, so it's still Mloch Shein Tzrich L'Gufo. So how can we visualize a Mloch HaTzrich L'Gufo? Mao Di Teime, so Mloch Yudet Eretz, Mao Di Teime, Adi Ke L'Gufei U L'Gufo, Ki Mar Lasis L'Itas, V'Lachpe, Sefer Torah L'Agia V'Likreiz Bei, Kom Ashmeron, because one could say that when is it considered Mloch HaTzrich L'Gufo, if he does it for his own use, and also let's say that's Likras Bei, that's for his own use, he wants to read it all, and then also Lahagia, so in other words for improving the Sefer Torah itself, and let's say Ma Lasisle Tas Ve'Lachpeh. So in other words, when he eats, let's say, ligufei, liguf habayli, for the use of the person, and also for the guf hadovo that he's made. I could have such a salgadaitor. So komash milon, that as long as it's litzeirach ha'odom, even though as long as there is for a positive, tzeirach ha'odom, even though it's not litzeirach hadovo, so it's considered milocha tzrich ligufo. Teisves will point out, there are certain meloches, the meloches that are essentially meloches kilu, like seisim. So then, when is a chayev according to Reb Shimon, only when it's litzeirach hadovor itself. Vashein kein, if the meloche is not essentially meloches kilu, not a destructive act, but so then, as long as it's litzeirach hadovor, litzeirach gufei, even though it's not litzeirach gufo, litzeirach hadovor that is meitzi, so it's considered melocha tzrich l'gufo. All right. Now Rashi says, "Avi meitzi zames l'kevri, v'lo yiteim l'potar l'manichelit l'chutz dein tzeirach loy l'gufi shal meitzi v'lo l'gufi shal litzoy." That litzeirach hames is potar. Ma lach b'bei shehu tzeirach hamitz mal lasis le tas ve lachpe moro shenir tzach piv vitzor chlei shivolov ki min tas dak. So in other words, he's made it first to fix it in order to improve the thing itself, and then for his own use. Only in such a case I could say is chayev. Kamash or no? Lagia v'litchreis. Or all right, now, the thesis. Es ames b'mito chayv. Nir al-ri, di mohoche kanu amuchol duchte di isla rabi yude, milocha shen tzricho l'gufa chayv ala. Because the Gemara says in common places that rabi yude is the mandoma, the tana who says milocha shen tzricho l'gufa is chayv. Where does rabi yude say it explicitly? So, Teisha says, here rabi yude says it. Because here Rabbi Yehuda says ames b'mito chayev, even though there is no positive tzerech, it's only a negative tzerech to get rid of the mess that he shouldn't remain unburied. So still is chayev. So we don't see that Rabbi Yehuda holds milochashim tzerech l'gufa is chayev. Nirlri di moche kaim lo mechol tuch di Rabbi Yehuda milochashim tzerech l'gufa chayev aleo. Di mistomet anikame di Rabbi Shimon ani Rabbi Yehuda. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say. Rabbi Yehuda, but minastam we assume that Tanekame of Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Kahidelir, zeini yochel zeini yochel. The Tanekame of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Gemurah b'gemurah. There the Gemurah says the Tanekame of Rabbi Shimon is Rabbi Yehuda. So here too, the Tanekame of Rabbi Shimon, that's Rabbi Yehuda. V'Rashboi meir diyesh lohavi rayin. This Rashboi, that's Rabbi Nishim Shem. That's the Rash. Diyesh lohavi minitnan. Liil, Rabbi Yehuda imer avameitzi misham she'avlizori. The havi melocha she'nitzrich l'gufo, because he doesn't need avlizori. On the contrary, he wants to get rid of it. So the purpose is a negative purpose. And there Rabbi Yehuda's name is spelled out. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda's name is mentioned explicitly. Now here there is a long thesis. The thesis discusses the union of melocha she'nitzrich l'gufo. Rabbi Shimon Peter, Nirelri, the melocha shenitzrich l'gufo kore kesheise melocha veintzorich leise tzerech kein sheho yutzrichin lo b'mishka elo v'nyanachin ka tzerech sheho yiso melocha nases b'shvilei b'mishkon hu gufa melocha v'shorosho. So Teisve is the Ri mentions a klal that what is considered melocha hatzrich l'gufo if he does it for the purpose of that tzerech for which it was done the mission. But if it is done for its erech, but not for the same tzerech that it was done in the Mishkan, so mele it's a melocha she'en yitzricha l'guf. It's a melocha she'en yitzricha l'guf. Ka'atzirah she'o yisa melocha nasi b'shvile b'mishkan u'guf ha'melocha b'shoroshi. Ulfize kule shapi. Hitzoa sames ein tzorich lemes. U'v'mishkan ho yitzrichim l'chafeitzi. So in other words, so why do we say, I said before, that by mitzvah ames, so the purpose is a negative purpose. But why should it make a difference what kind of a purpose it is? It's still a purpose. He has to be mitzvah ames. So the answer is, in the Mishkan, whenever they were mitzvah objects, so it was for a positive purpose. Because they needed the object. The Mishkan, they want Meitzi in order to get rid of the object. So Memele, if the purpose of the Itzoi is in order to get rid of the object, not in order to use the object, so then it's a Melocha Shetzich L'Gufo. So Meitzi is a mess, he doesn't want to use the object, the mess, and let's say Meitzi Keitzi B'Shus HaRabim, he finds in the street thorns or stones, and he takes it away because he doesn't want anyone to get hurt. So it's not that he needs the stones, the thorns, the thistles. It's a negative purpose. He wants to get rid of it. So that's not the kind of a purpose for which Hitzoyah was done in the Mishkan. Uvizeh osekule shapar itzoyah hames itzoyah hames, so Mishkan yitzrich l'chafeitzi, shir yitzio. Now again, here we see the Teisves l'shitosei, that the reason is why kol ptura di Shabbos. So we say, Shmuel says, Dav Gimun Shabbos, kol ptura di Shabbos is potar avlosa, libar mitlat. So one of the tlati is sot. So when he's keshal the nochosh, when he puts a kele on the nochosh, in order that the nochosh shouldn't be mazik, shouldn't bite anybody. So that's mutter. So according, we discussed it, I mean, according to the Oruch and the Rambam, so that can accord with the Mandoma who says Melocha Shetzichel Gufo is Chayav. Now the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yude in regard to Melocha Shetzichel Gufo. But still, he passes this din that it's mutter. Why? Because it's a psychological yachmeslay. It's a psychological yachmeslay. But Teis V'shita is that the reason as to why it's potter and potter and mutter, because it accords with Rav Shimon that Melocha Shetzichel Gufo is potter. But it should be also the Rabbanon. So here, in order to prevent a hetzek, so there is no Israel either. So why is the Melocha Shetzichel Gufo? After all, he does it for a purpose. He sees a snake, and he doesn't want the snake to bite anybody, so he takes a keli and he puts it on top of the snake. So in effect, he captures the snake that way, he traps the snake that way, by putting the keli on the snake. So it should be considered melocha tzichel gufo. The answer is, it's not that he wants the snake. If he would do it in order to have the snake for the purpose of performing an experiment on the snake, then Echanami, it would be Melocha Tzichel Gufo. So he does it in order to prevent the hezek of the snake. And in the Mishkan, it wasn't done. Tzeda wasn't done for such a purpose. A negative purpose. So he says, Sot nochosh or yishechenu in its own nochosh, uvim mishkenu yitzrichim, litachash amin de balachayim that they had in the mishken vichalose. Umafis, now again, mafis muso is also, it's potter umuta. So it's muta because of tzar, because of tzar de gufe. But why is it potter? So again, according to the Oruch and the Rambam, because Dovashin Mishravim, Sikreshul Yichmaslai, according to Teisves, Shite in the Shabbos Dav Gimel, and here, so it's muter, it's poter, because Melocha Shetzichel Gufo. Why is it? Now, what kind of Melocha is it? He makes a Pesach. Now, what kind of Melocha does making a Pesach involve? Beine. Now, if you make a Pesach that is also Lahachnis Ulahitzi, a Pesach that serves to let in something, or to let in people, or to let in something, or to let out something, or to let out people, lahachnis or lahitzi, that's binyan. Now, here, when he squeezes out the pus, even if he does not have the intention of effecting a Pesach, lahachnis or lahitzi, and lahachnis or lahitzi, that is can be used as an inlet and an outlet. But the fact is that as a result of squeezing out the pus, so there is a Pesach, an inlet and an outlet. So it should be bene. The answer is, here he's not interested in having a Pesach. He's just interested in squeezing out the pus. Not that there should be a Pesach, an inlet and an outlet. So in the Mishkan, even though he does it for a purpose, in order to squeeze out the pus, but that's not the kind of purpose for which the Jews in the Mishkan, the Israelites in the Mishkan, were bein. Uvi Mishkan, ho yotzrichen lechafeitzi. Sheitzi, u not zod nochosh, lo yishechen et zolch nochosh, u Mishkan, ho yotzrichen nochosh, chalos, im mafis mirsa, leitzi leicho. Hamizakosei, veinemid lachnis avir leitzi lechatomi. Af al pi, shenasi pesach bomor, shari rohu lachnis leitzi vizoch, mikol mokim leidomu lipsochem shebi Mishkan. Sheo yehimdim lachnis leitzi. There it was done for the purpose of effecting the Pesach of lachnis leitzi. Avol asis lepe, but if the purpose is that there should be a permanent inlet and outlet, so that then it conforms to the purpose that is revealed in the Mishkan in connection with Binyan. Abel das lepet amil mishkan v'chayim v'ariga samazikin ein tzorich lehem. So again, when he kills a mazik in order that the mazik shouldn't be mazik, so it's not that he needs the mazik. So then again, it's in locha shenitzrich legufo. Why? Even though he does it for a purpose, because the mishkan o yitzrichim leireis eli manishchot. Now, gumo in the bayi, so what kind of melocha does it involve? Bein. So If it is in Tzorcha Lafcho, he's not interested in that cavity. So, even though there is Melocha of Binyan, there is a cavity form, the bais, that can be used for storing something, certain small objects in that cavity. So, it's a Melocha of Tzorcha Gufo. Why? But he does it for a purpose. He does it for a purpose, but not for the purpose that for which it was done in the Mishnah. Now, you see, so that states with the least explanation of Melocha Shenitzricha L'Gufo. That Melocha Shenitzricha L'Gufo, by definition, means if it's a Nitzricha for the purpose for which it was done in the mission. But even if a certain mission will not agree with this premise, that Melocha Shenitzricha L'Gufo depends, Melocha Shenitzricha L'Gufo is contingent upon the purpose that for which it was done the Mishkan, they still can explain it the same way. But then they'll say, apart from the effect that it doesn't conform to the purpose that prevailed in the Mishkan, Melocha Shenitzricha L'Gufo means if it is done for a positive purpose, an intrinsic purpose, not if it was done for a negative purpose. Alright. Then, Vizavikis, Shalitam for Kalov, have a Nitzricha Ligufo, Shaynitzorich Likisatz. Now, here we find the big Chiddush in Teisves. That is a controversial point. But that's Teisveshit. He says, Vizavikis. So the Gemara says in the first parak, yes, what is it?
Why do it seems all we shall discuss Chokhar Guma, it's answering for the Gufa? The Gemara and Hadona says that even according to Rabbi it's possible, right?
Because it's Mikalkel. Yeah. It's Mikalkel. Where, in a case where there is no binyan, you see, in other words, where is it in Melocha Shenitzricha L'Gufo if he's not interested? You see, if he's not interested, you see, in that purpose. So then Mikalkel isn't. But it's still Melocha Shenitzricha L'Gufo. Historic lafre. Masha'in Kein, where he doesn't have any purpose, then he's Mikalkel. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would be part.
The Gemara says,
I know, the Gemara in Beitzin. I know. Alright, now. So he says, "Vizok bechishal itam fukelov, have a nitzricha legufo, she nitzorich lekisatzmi." So in other words, if a zav has a kis that prevents leaking on his body, so then dripping on his body, so it's a melocha she nitzricha legufo, so he's spotted. Have nitzricha legufo, she nitzorich lekisatzmi, vafilu limnei zriyeso oinikiyim. Also in other words, so in the case where he carries the keys in order to prevent dripping on his body, then it's an Ein Tzricha L'Gufo, because there is no positive purpose. But he says, Teisves mentions a chiddush, v'afilu libnei zriyeso oinikiyim ditzorech hakis mikol mokim in tzorech leitzoyezu. Now that's a big chiddush. The Amen Rishonim are chiddush on that. So in other words, Teisa says here that even if the Zav carries out the packet, the keys, in order to count the riyas, so still it will be a melocha shenitzricha l'gufo. It will be a melocha shenitzricha l'gufo. But here there is a positive purpose. He needs the keys in order to determine whether there is a riyah or he doesn't have a riyah. So that should be a melocha atzricha l'gufo. And many rishonim say in such a case, in achname, Reb Shimon would be made that he is chayav. When does the Gemara say daf yudalef in Shabbos that azav sheyotza b'kisei? So he's potter because it's melocha atzricha l'gufo. Well, he does it for one purpose only, to prevent dripping on the god. But if he does it In order to count the riyas, so then it's more hatzarel gufor. But teisu shita is to the contrary. And teisu shita is that even if he does it for the purpose of counting the riyas, so it's still considered a milocho. A milocho shen tzrichel gufor. Va'afilu lim nisriyeso, that's a big chidesh. Va'afilu lim nisriyeso for nikim, di tzorech hakis. In other words, so he has to see, let's say he has to count Zaynikim. So he has to make sure that he's clean. So in other words, he needs the keys in order to determine by looking at the keys that he's clean, that he stopped dripping. Mikol mokei in tzorech litzoyezu, doch haname sagalei iyosi b'chaduch. In other words, according to this state's verse, when one carries a handkerchief on Shabbos, it's a milocha shen tzorech litzoyezu. When he carries a handkerchief, so what is the use of the handkerchief in order to wipe your nose? That's in locha tzricha legufo. But even if you didn't go outside, if you stayed in one place, sitting in your house on a chair, not to move, you would still need the same handkerchief. So the mele is considered locha shen tzricha legufo. So in other words, why is that? So it's tesis lishitosi. Because stasis, if we say that melocha shenitzricha legufo is just a halacha, that it has to involve a positive purpose. If, let's say, meitzis ames or meitzis keitz b'rishus rabim, it's a negative purpose, he's not interested in having the object. But he's just interested in getting rid of the object, getting rid of the mess, getting rid of the thorns, of the stones in the rishus rabim, so that nobody could get hurt. So then, it's not a melocha tzricha legufo. But Teisa says no. Why is it so? Because it doesn't conform. It doesn't conform to the tzirach that prevailed in the Mishkan. So mimele in the Mishkan, so whenever they carried objects, so not only did they need the object, but they needed the object in connection with the tzoy. And if they didn't, they wouldn't have needed the object. So in other words, Mashein Kein, when the Zav carries the keys in order to count the riyas, the nikim, and so on, so even if he stayed home, he remained in the same place, he would have to have it. So mainly it's not considered melocha tzrichel gufo because it doesn't conform to the purpose for which Itzoye took place in the Mishnah. Mashein Kein, if we reject this premise that melocha tzrichel gufo is only when it conforms to the identical purpose for which Itzoye was done in the Mishkan, so then in the case where he takes it out, limnis reyes of enikin, so it's considered melocha tzrichel gufo. In other words, the nafkemine between Teisves and the other Rishayim would be whether carrying a handkerchief in order to wipe your nose, but you would need the same handkerchief even if you remain in the same place. So whether it's considered melocha tzrichel gufo or not. So in other words, if you carry, let's say, a loaf of bread because you want to use it at your meal, you carry a certain object, some mele, then it's considered melocha tzrichel gufo. But when he carries the keys, limnis riyes of nikim, so chaname sagale yosef chaduchte, so mele it's considered melocha tzrichel gufo because it doesn't conform to the purpose that prevailed in the mission. But that's a big chiddush. So in other words, as far as the other Eichetim says that Jesus mentions, there is no machlekes, because that's Gemoras Meforoshes, that it's a melocha shen tzrichel gufo. In regard to this, we're tzorich limne Yisriyesof or inikim, so it's a machlekes Roshim. Umichabi gachles, that's a Gemora. Shalu yuzuk b'rabi. So the Gemora says that according to Rav Shimon, he's poter. So we could explain it simply because, again, it's a negative purpose. He's not interested in the gachles. He's only interested in getting rid of it in order that it shouldn't hurt anybody. But what Teitzle, so that's true according to Teitzle too. But why? Because it doesn't conform to the purpose that prevailed in the mission. Now, the Mishnah says that according to Rav Shimon, so when is one chayav for kibu only when it's kidilasis pechon. In other words, if he extinguishes the fire for the purpose of the fuel value. In other words, let's say when you light a candle for the first time, so it wouldn't burn so well. But if you light a candle for the first time and then you extinguish the candle, then you light it again so it will burn better. So that is lasis pechon. Lehaviv es apsil. So according to Rav Shimon, when is mechave chayev? Only if he does it lehaviv es apsilo. But kichos laneir, kichos lashemen, kichos lapsilo, he just wants to save the psilo. He wants to save the shemen. So there is, so again, other Rishonim will explain it on the basis that if somebody extinguishes the fire because he wants to save the money, he wants to spare the shemen. So it's not that he's interested in the positive purpose of the kibbutz. It's only a negative purpose. So that's really good for. Masha'ikei, if you do it in order to have a mesapsilo, so that means that the kibbu has a positive purpose. But Teisus is not satisfied with that alone. According to Teisus, it's all true that if it's a negative purpose, so it's not a lochatzil gufo. Why not? Because in the Mishkan, it wasn't done. Kibbu wasn't done for that purpose. So Teisus bases everything on the purpose that prevailed in the Mishkan. Shebe Mishkan lohoyo kibu el lasis pechomi bikibu ze umisaknin al yad kibu ze sheyoruin limleches atzeyofi vikibu kineishi leagdichu hasamonim bishulon. But sometimes it's a very important purpose. That it didn't prevail. The Israelites in the Mishkan never were mechabe the fire for the purpose of preventing a burning of the salmon. V'kibu kidei shel yagdichu hasamon bishulon lo hayu b'mishkan. Why not? Because they were not neglectful, they're not negligent. Ki lo hayu b'mishkan ki So it never happened in the Mishkan that the Israelites should have to lower a fire or extinguish a fire in order to adapt the fire to the summer. So Memela, since such a purpose did not prevail in the Mishkan, so whenever someone is mechabe for such a purpose, it's considered loch and tzrihu. Kizir mo yoshul arba zeishis madai. Na, v'chein seiser al nas livneis. Nameloi mechayev Reb Shimon. Diboye shetei tzricho ligufu. So in other words, so Reb Shimon says that Seisar am Nas Livne, so when is a Chayev? Now Mikalkel, Seisar is Mikalkel. But Seisar am Nas Mikalkel am Nas Lisakein is Chayev. So when is a Chayev according to Reb Shimon? Mikalkel am Nas Lisakein. So that is only the Seisar am Nas Livne is Namel Mechayev Reb Shimon. The boy is a Tetzrich Ligufo. Elo Kigin Seisar am Nas Lisakein. Yeisar am Mashohoyo Betrilo. In other words, so Litzira Gufei, so this is what I mentioned before. Now the Gemara had this Halkedaitoch. The Gemara said that one could have this Halkedaitoch, that even vis-a-vis Itzoye. So when is it considered Lochatzich Ligufoi, if it's Ligufei, will Ligufoi? But if it's just Ligufoi, but not Ligufoi, it's not for the purpose of improving the object itself, the thing itself, then It's all right as long. I mean, we had some title that shouldn't be all right. So, Kamashmulon, that in regard to Itzoye, it is Chayev. So, that's in regard to Itzoye. But in regard to Seisar, essentially, it's in Mileches Kilkul. So, true, there is Aloche Mikalkol Maslisakin is Chayev. But when is a Chayev according to Reb Shimon? Only when it's Likufei, will Likufo. So, he says, וכי צייצר מסלי ונאמנו לחי ורבשימן, דיבוי שצריכם לגופה אל כאין שצייצר מסלי סכן יעיסה משהו יבטחילו, כאין שהבין האחרין תיבין הורישן, כי למוחה בשמייתין, דחוסו הנעיר, וכן קריאה ומאיסה, יושב וכאילים למי אומר, אין פסעין שלי באיסה. So, now, from our gemore it's mashma, from the girls in our gemore it's mashma, that if a person is kereya keilin b'chamosi just because he has a temper, not for the purpose of disciplining the members of his household, so then even according to Rabbi Yehuda is potter, because it's a melocho, because it's mikal. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that the melocho shen tzichel gufo is chayev, but mikal is potter. But if someone is sheva keilin kereya, קודם, בחמוסי, so is chayev, שעושה נחס רוח ליצרי. So that seems to be contrary to the Gemara in Pirko Eirik. All right, that's a difficult Rambam. It seems that there was another Girsay in that Gemara. But the way it appears in our Gemara, so if he's Kereyev, Kodim B'chamosei, then he's Poter, according to everybody, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. But suppose he's Kereyev, Kodim, Limiyomei, Me'ayin, Shel Beis, so then he's not a Mikalkel, because then one is allowed to show anger and even to tear Kodim, in order to discipline the members, in order to discipline other people. So Mele Mikalkel is. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, no, Hashem Tzichel Gufo Chayev is Chayev. According to Rabbi Shimon, even if he tears a beged, in order to discipline the members of his household, he's still Potter, because no, Hashem Tzichel Gufo. But he's a Misakei, he disciplines the members of his household. So according to Rabbi Shimon, who says, no, Hashem Tzichel Gufo is Potter. So in Meleches Kilkel, like Reya or Seiseya, he is only Chayev if it is Ligufei Uligufo, when he improves it. So if he's misaking the thing itself, now when you tell a beged, so he disciplines the members of his household, so it's Litzera Gufei, he fulfills the purpose, but he doesn't improve the beged that he tears. The beged that he tears remains torn. So it's only Litzera Gufei, not Litzera Gufo. As long as it is Litzera Gufei, even though it's not Litzera Gufo, so it's Chayek. But Yimileches Kilko, so it has to be Litzera Gufo Mamish. Ligufei Uligufo. So די בימיש שייב קיין מיר מיין אנגל אין זיין שיין ווייס אין צריכן די גופה די בימיש קען אויס אויך קריאל צייך די קונדובה האניקה ווי אפ גאב די ביצוי די בוי רבשינען שייב קען ווי כמו שויע במישקן די בוי מאל אסס ליטאס ווי זע וואטער לאגיה אפ פיש די מישקן ווי צוער סם דובה הויו קען די סאקנו לאסס מיין מישקן סו דייט מישקן מיקיילי לאסס מיין מישקן מיקיילי אנד דאטס די ריזן that you see, Teitzves was bothered. Why would the Gemara have a Hava Mine? That even vis-a-vis Tzoye, so one should be higher according to Reb Shimon only when it's Litzera Gufei Lu Gufo. Meirat Teitzve. It's a Chidesh. Mauritain. Meirat Teitzve. So Teitzves explains that according to his own Shite, that the basis of Lochash and Tzrich Lu Gufo is the purpose that prevailed in the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, so Tzoye, was done usually for the let's give gufei uligufo. Some maybe I could say that ligabi itzoye too. So komash will know, but by meleches kilkul it is like that. So afal pishem mishkan itzoas amdovo is kutzak lasim menu mishkan mekil bim kalkuli ki ge mechabe viseisa vikereya mistabre so teisves includes the meloche of mechabe also in the category of meloches skill, because of a certain gemara in Bama Madliki. That's why there are other gemaras that mention avore skill as meloches skill. So avore, we understand why avore is meloches skill, because whenever you burn something, so the things becomes consumed, it becomes oxidized, it turns into ashes. So memele, havore can be mikalkin, but kibu, why should kibu be meleches kilkul? On the contrary, in when you extinguish a fire, so you prevent waste. You prevent waste that it shouldn't, that a certain object, a beged or paper or wood, shouldn't be consumed. So, but Teisves includes Kibbur also in the Meleches Kilgu. Why? Because too, from the point of view of preservation, of preserving property, so Kibbur is the opposite of Kilgu. Is the opposite of Kilgu. Because you prevent destruction. But at the same time, from the point of view of the light and of the fire that the Havore gave rise to, so when you're Mechabe now, you have a candle burning. So you have light, you have heat, and now you destroy that light, you destroy that fire, you destroy the heat. So from that point of view, Kibbu can also be considered a Melachas Kilgu. But the only reason as to why Tesis includes it is because of the Gemore and Momadliki. There is no other Gemore that indicates that Kibbu is also a Melachas Kilgu. Because of one teretz in the Gemara, who is teretz in the Gemara daf lamed aleph? Where is the mokel for this chiddush that kibu is a melachas kilkul? On the contrary, you preserve property when you are mechabe fire. It's the opposite of kilkul. The answer is because it destroys the light, it nullifies the light, it nullifies the heat. So that is also considered as kilkul. So the mokel is the Gemara daf lamed aleph from the Beis. In Shabbos, Kichos La'Aniyah, Kichos La'Hashemem. So Rabbi Yisi says that it is spotted. Rabbi Yisi Geman Svirlei. Ik Rabbi Yisi Svirlei, Afilu Bahanoch, Nam Lechayev. So even Kichos La'Aniyah, Kichos La'Hashemem is Lechayev. Lik Rabbi Shimon Svirlei, Psilo Nam Lifteya, Omaru Le'Leilom, Rabbi Yisi Svirlei. Because of Rabbi Yisi, Seiseh, Maslivne is Ben Kemei Ave Seiseh. So Ule. Then the Gemara mentioned another teretz that Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbi Yechanan's teretz. Leilam k'reb shimen svirlei ma'ish lepsilo k'dom rabam nune shetzorich lahavet. But Ule equates the meleches kibu with meleches eiseya. Meleches eiseya is a meleches gilko. So that means that kibu is also a meleches gilko. Why? Because by extinguishing fire, you terminate light, you put an end to light and to heat. That is also kibu. So on one hand, havore can be considered meleches gilko because it destroys, it consumes. And on the other hand, kibu is also meleches gilko because it destroys the light, it nullifies the light and the heat. So Tesis says, "Bimkalkul ke mechabe viseiser vikereya mistabre ditzorich sheyehi al naslisaki kmo bimishkon velo yichshiv hamikalkul in tziches ligufo ad have likufeyu ligufo." So this is how Tesis explains why is it that by kibu. Only al minas lahavi v'sapsilo, so it's a meloch hatzrich l'gufo. But if it's kichos l'anir, kichos l'ashemen, so it's meloch hatzrich l'gufo. Because kibu is essentially also a meleches kilgu. Kibu. Because it involves the destruction of light, and destruction of heat, of fire. So memele, and the fire, heat, light is a very important thing, it's a great asset. So when you extinguish the fire, you extinguish the light. So in effect, you are a mikalkel. So it's a melachas kilkel. A melachas kilkel. But it's a mikalkel on naslisake. You couldn't say that it should be potter because it's mikalkel. It's a mikalkel on naslisake. But according to Reb Shimon, when is mikalkel on naslisake? Chayev only when it's ligufei uligufo. So by kibu, when is it ligufo? Not only ligufei, if it's lehave vesapsilo. So then you improve the psilo, because until you extinguish the psilo, so then it doesn't burn so well. It doesn't give such a good flame. But when you extinguish it and then you light it again, then it gives a better flame. So in other words, you improve the object itself, the psilo itself. So it's legufei legufo. Mistabli tosh mas lisaking le mishi v'lichshiv am kalkin tzchirs legufo ad have legufo legufo v'hod likorlei legufei legufo kibim di boi ta vaye michlal legufoi avo ligabi mar v'sivatere kibim di boi el legufei do legoi bi mar lasis v'tas v'sivatere ki lagia vei lahave michlal legufo ulfi shetzchirs legufo have kein de have b'mishkin. This is what Teisa says. Meicha Teisa, that one could have such a salkadaitoch, that in order to be chayav for itzoye, so he should be ligufei ligufo. The answer is because the din of litzir ligufo is based upon the tzirach mishkin, and mishkin, usually, itzoyes of objects, of nidoves, was ligufei ligufo. So I could have such a salkadaitoch, so come ashman no. Is koshe miseiser am naslivnis, kmoi bitchilo, vikereya bachamose, nimir meim sein shel beise, de hosom tzorich limlocho, vireitze hu sheyei beilom. So Rashi mentions in the Madlikin that why do we say that chos la'aniya, chos la'ashem, chos la'apsilo. So he's poter, so he says it's in itzrich legufo because he's not happy over it. In other words, let's say tzod nochosh, shalish chen. So he would like that there wouldn't be any nochosh. So Teisa says the kashe, if that is the reason, so why do we say so we koshe? Now, so that's Teisa's kashe and Rashi. So because of that, Teisa says no. The reason is why chos la'nei, chos la'ashem, chos la'psilo is put there because he doesn't conform to the purpose that prevailed in the mission. This is what he says. Vei leima. But we have to say, Rashi doesn't mean that when the whole thing is a lapel chamose, so then it's considered a mochash and tzrich legufo. So then every time he begged tears, and then you have to sew it, it should be considered a mochash and tzrich legufo because he would have appreciated if the beggar didn't tear. The answer is, but under the circumstances, he is very much interested in sewing up the beggar. So maybe it's considered a mochash and tzrich legufo. So what does Rashi mean? Rashi doesn't mean, when Rashi uses lashon, so Rashi doesn't mean that he's unhappy with the fact that there is a nochosh. So then he's unhappy with the fact that the begetor. So we don't say that tefira in such a case in nochosh and tzeril go for just because he's unhappy with the fact that the begetor. But the fact is that the beget did tear. So now he's very happy with that fear, so it should be considered. So it's considered a melacha tzrich legufo. So what does Rashi mean when Rashi says mechabe gachle shlo yezuku biradi di berzeni shlo hoya beilom? Rashi means not that he's unhappy with the fact that he has to be mechabe gachles. Rashi means there is no positive purpose in the kibu. There is only a negative purpose in the kibu, and that, according to Rashi, is considered a melacha. Now, so Teisves Shita is that Melocha in the Tzricho Legufo depends upon the tzirach that prevailed in the Mishkan. Because of that, Teisva says that even where Izav takes out the keys for the purpose of counting the riyas or the nikim, so it's considered mocha shetzirach legufo, because even though he needs the object, but he doesn't need a itzoy, because even if he remained in the same place, so he still would need that kiss. That kiss. That means when you carry out the handkerchief, so according to Teitz and Locho, Shein Yitzricho, Tzrichel Gufo, but other Sheinim who say that Locho Tzrichel Gufo does not depend upon the youth, the purpose that prevailed in the Mishkan, so they would say that where Izav carries out the kiss, where the Zav carries out the kiss, in order to count the Nikim or to count the Ries, so then it's considered more Hatzrich Legufo and it's Chayim Hatus, according to the other Rishayim Moachil Kamali. Now, here Tesis mentioned the Gemara that when Izav carries out the keys because he wants to prevent dripping on the Pgodim. He wants to prevent dripping on the Pgodim. So then he is, it's considered Melocha Shel Tzrichel Gufo. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it would be potter. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be chayav. And we do not say that it's considered as a beget. After all, he wears the keys the way one wears a beget. So Memele, it should be muter for the Zav to carry out, to go out with the keys. So it's not considered as a beget or as a tachshit. Now the question is, even though he wears that keys in order to prevent dripping, so why is carrying out the wearing a keys different than wearing rubbers? Now, everybody knows that it's muter on Shabbos to wear rubbers. Why do you wear rubbers? In order to prevent moistening, becoming wet, the feet, in order to prevent moistening of the feet. So, but here, he does it for the same purpose, and still it involves in Melachas Itzoye. Only thing is, according to Rabbi Shimon, he's potter, but it's also, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's in Chayim Chatos, and everybody wears rubbers. So the klal is as follows. In order to be considered a beget, so then, if it is worn for the purpose of protecting the goof, whether it is worn, something is worn for the purpose of protecting the goof against heat, or protecting the goof against cold, or protecting the goof against becoming wet, so then it's a beget. So that's the reason as to why it's muter to wear rubbers, because when it rains, and if it rains hard, and if you don't wear rubbers, so not only your shoes will become wet, your feet will also become wet. So Mimele, since the rubber fulfills the function of protecting the feet against becoming wet, so it's a beget, it's a din beget. Mashein came, the Zav, when he goes out to the keys, so the purpose of the keys is only to prevent moistening of the Pgodim. Not that the goof shouldn't become wet. So in Chaname, if the purpose of the keys is not just to prevent moistening of the pgodim, but also to prevent moistening of the feet, so then it's muta. I mean that is negeli dine for a woman who menstruates. So if that is necessary to prevent moistening of the body, so then it's muter, it doesn't involve itzoye. But if it is already towards the end, when she menstruates very little, and even without that, the body wouldn't become wet, but only the bgodim, so then it involves an isar itzoye. So this is the klal. Now, robbers, so the reason is why it's mutar. The reason is why it's mutar to wear robbers, because robbers protects the feet too. Now, that's the shaila in regard to a plastic covering and a coat. Now, I don't want to discuss it because some rabbonim asked it, some rabbonim were moderate, and I don't want to discuss it. But the shaila in regard to a plastic covering on the coat or on the head is because those who answer it, there are some rabbonim who answer it, and they distinguish it from robbers. Why? Because they equate, let's say, plastic covering on the coat or a plastic covering on the head, even though it's worn, you know, as a baguette, like one coat on top of the other, but the purpose of that is only to prevent moistening of the coat, not to prevent moistening of the goof. So because of that, there are many rabbonim who asa a plastic covering. What is it? Well, so they say that even if it's a big rain, even if it's a big rain, so then your body will not become wet unless you walk, you know, half naked. But if you are dressed like a decent human being, so even without the plastic covering, so what would become wet? The coat would become wet. But the body will not become wet. The body will not become wet. So memeilo it's a mas. Yes, what? Now, I don't want to discuss Shabbos Laloche. There is a lot of longness involved in that. I'm only telling you that some rabbonim were matered and some rabbonim asked it. And the reason as to why some rabbonim asked it is because they equate it with the Zav, with Yetze Bikis. And robbers, so in other words, if you have, not only if you have a marble, but if you have a substantial rain, and if you don't wear rubbers, so you'll see that your feet were wet. If you have a substantial rain, sometimes it only a drizzle. So without rubbers, your feet will not become wet. But if you have a substantial rain, even if it's not a real flood, so without rubbers, your feet will become wet. So mainly the rubbers have a din of a baguette, like shoes. Why are you allowed to wear shoes? Because it's a baguette. Why is it a baguette? Because it protects you against other things, against elements of nature too. I mean, but apart from the fact that the shoe protects you against the elements of nature, so the shoe protects you against the moistening of the feet. Without the shoe, so your feet will become wet. So a rubber, when it rains, if there is a substantial rain, even if it's not a real flood, So without rubbers, so your feet will become wet. So maybe it has a din baget. But when you have a substantial rain, unless it's a flood, so sometimes, very rarely it happens that without a plastic covering, so your body should become wet, that your head should become wet without a plastic covering on the head. So it very seldom happens. Mashenke, feet without rubbers, so it happens all the time. If you have a real rain, not a drizzle, so then the feet become wet. So mimele, it has a din of a baguette. But these rabbonim, I mean, many daily masad, there are some daily more moderate, but many daily masad, a plastic covering on the head and on the baguette, because in the ordinary rain, so even without the plastic covering, your body will not become wet. Not become wet. Unless it's a flood. All right. Now, Ha'ush Yechbe, Gimoret, Omed Beitz. The Havi Bidruk, that's a place, a certain place. So a disease was lying in the street. He was lying in the street. So, and people were passing by there. I mean, according to the Rambam, that is important, that people were passing by there. According to the other Rishonim, that's not even important. Ha'wishich v'dehav bidruk, in a certain place. Shore, Rav Nachman ba Yitzchok la'afuke likamles. So Rav Nachum by Yitzchok was matir to take out that mess into a kamelis. Lafutl kamelis. So your mutal be bizoy, or be bluk, be dleiki, or be ham. Now this is Rashi is very important because there is a big machlekes reshenim on that question. So in other words, because a mess is mukti, and even Rav Shimon who says that mukti is muter bitilko, but there are certain muktes that Rav Shimon is made that it's osa. That's mukti machmas lechozel imide. What is mukti machmas lechozel imide? That means if on Shabbos and Yom Tov it has no use. So let's say money. So we may sachel, it's muta be business. So it has a use. But on Shabbos is also be mekach memcha. So mele money has the same status like offer. It has no use. So even Rav Shimon is made that you cannot be mitaltel money. And bimes is also mukze machmas v'lechozel imidi. So even according to Rav Shimon, you cannot be mitaltel imes. Now, so the Alzod Gemara in Kiro discusses how can we be mitaltel. Suppose a mess is lying in the yard, in the courtyard, in the chotzer. There is no question of itzoy. It's a rishayoch. But you're not allowed to be mitaltel the mess, and it's mutal be bizoy in the mess. He's lying in the courtyard. So in order to move away the mess from the present position, so then you have to take a kikor or a tinek and put on the mess, and then that is matir tiltul mukti. That's a special aloch in tiltul mukti that the al de kikor. So it becomes mutter. So Rashi says, now here there was a shaile of taking out the mez from the kamelis. So what shaile did it involve? Itzoy. Mi kamelis lishis ayochid, or taledames in kamelis. And he said, Rabbanon. So Nachum by Yitzchok was matteret, because Kovid Abriyes is deiche nisar Rabbanon. But there is another problem. There is a problem with tiltul mukze. So Rashi says, as far as the question of tiltul mukti is concerned, so we have a solution. Al dei kikor v'tinek. But that's only a solution in regard to the question of tiltul mukti. That's not a solution in regard to the question of isaritzoye. So as far as isaritzoye is concerned, so Rav Nachum by Yitzchok said, we should carry it out because Kovid Abriyes is there. Now most Rishenim say that is the Kovid Abriyes of the mess. So the Kovid Abriyes of a mess is deiche every Yisad Rabbanon. The Rambam and the Raivet say no. That Kovid Abriyes of a living person is deiche every Yisad Rabbanon. But Kovid Abriyes of a deceased is not so important as the Kovid Abriyes of a living person. So that is not deiche any Yisad Rabbanon. It's not deiche any Yisad Rabbanon. But so why was Rav Nachum by Yitzchok Matir? Because he was lying bedrukhe and people pass by, so Memele, and he was Nisrach, so the living people won his base. So it's because, so it was Muta because of the Kovid Abriyes of the Chai, not the Kovid Abriyes of the Mes. Alright. So, from this Rambam, we can see how important it is to be Chos and the Kovid Abriyes of the Chai. You see, Kovid Abriyes of Imes, so many people, you have a regard. Some people don't, they embalm the mess for every vain purpose, but there are many people who at least have a sense for Kovid Abriyes of Imes. But we see from the Rambam that as important as Kovid Abriyes of Imes is, and even the Rambam will concede that Kovid Abriyes of Imes is important, only the Rambam holds, it's not the Ichanis and Rabbon, but Kovid Abriyes of Echai is much more important. This is something that people don't know. So, Omalei, so Rashi says, Shoyomutel bibizoye, oi bitleiko, oi bechamo, viimishum tilto, maniacholof kikao itinik. So in other words, so Rashi says that when Rav Nachman by Yitzchok passed it, that he should be taken out from the Carmelis and be carried Daledames in the Carmelis and the Carmelis into Rishus HaYochid, so Rav Nachman by Yitzchok meant he should be carried with a with the kicker and the tilik. Now the Ramban is chilik on the Rashi shita. The Ramban says, now how can we be matia? An extra isaritzoye, an extra isaritzoye, in order to alleviate the iser of tilton mukti. Because if we carry the mess just like that, so we carry just the mess, we don't carry any other object. But if we take a kicker or a tinek and put on the mess, so then he'll be carrying two things. Not only the mess, but he'll carry the kicker as well. So that will dispose of the problem we have in connection with tiltum mukze. But why is the Isa tiltum mukze more chomor than the Isa oitzoye? So it's since Kovid Abrius is Deiche, so Kovid Abrius is Deiche, not only the Isa Rabbonon of Itzoye Nikamles, it's Deiche Isa tiltum mukze too. But if it's possible to do it without an Isa tiltum mukze, so then we have to do it without Isa tiltum mukze. So Memela, if a mess happens to lie in a courtyard, there is no shayla of Itzoye, not in Rabbonon, only tiltum mukze. So why should he carry it because of Kovid Abrius without the kikar netinek, when he can do it better? So achetose be Isa teose better. So Memela, the Gemara requires him to do it, behetal, the kikar netinek. Mashenke here in this case, where he was lying in a kamales, so he cannot bypass Itzoy in the kamales, you must do it. But it's muta, because Kovid Abrius is deiche. So you have two ways, there are two alternatives. Either you carry just the mess without the kikar, so then it will involve only an iser of Itzoy. To involve an iser of Itzoye, an iser Itzoye, and or you carry with the kicker. So then it will involve an iser Itzoye on two objects, not only on the mess, but on the kicker too. So it's better to carry the mess by itself rather than to carry the mess with the kicker, and then you'll make two Itzoyes. So the Ramban is chelik on Rashi. The Ramban is chelik on Rashi. Alright. Omalei, Rav Yechen and Achved, the Mar Breit Rabon, Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Kiman, Kreb Shimen, Eime Adipot, Reb Shimen, Mechiyuf Chatos, Yisur et Rabon, Miike, Omalei, Holikim, the Island Bay, At, Ve'afilu Reb Yude, the Miko Amin, El Rishus Rabim, Le Kamles Kamine, Godu Klei Dabri, Shedeiche, Eslis, Eze Shebetim. So in other words, so he says, so he thought that it was muter only aliv the Reb Shimon. So because melocha shenitzricha ligufo, melocha shenitzricha ligufo is poter. So he said melocha shenitzricha ligufo is poter. So that's only nisa. So that's only nisa the reis, but nisa rabbanan there is. So he said no, it's im aliv the Reb Yude, because kamles is only nisa rabbanan, and kovid abrius is deiche. And Lisa Shibateiro, what Lisa Shibateiro? Love Lisoso, Kyoche, because every Rabbonon is included in Lisoso. So that's what it means. Lisa Shibateiro, it means Isure de Rabbonon. Isure de Rabbonon. Now, the expression he used, Omalei ho Elikim, that's Ishwe. Elikim is Ishwe. The Eilid Beyat, what does it mean, the Eilid Beyat? Eilid Beyat means you yourself will go. When I tell you the reason, so you yourself will enter this house. Where will the island be at? In other words, you yourself will do it. Now this is how the Chidushi Aran explains it. Klima, ani achrichacho b'rayis, she'ato bi'atzmecho t'etzenu mishom. You yourself will go into that kamales, into that place, and you will take him out. Now the question is, the mashal mentions another girse. The mashal mentions another girse. Not the eilet b'yat, but eilet b'yat. Eilet b'yat. Hoelikim Ailad Beyat Vafilarim. In other words, the Dalet is missing. And it seems that the Mashal prefers that Girse to the Girse we have. In other words, it's a question only in regard to an extra letter, a Dalet. Below it out. He likes that Gersa better. What's the difference? I mean, it's not that the Mashal was petty. I mean, we did Dalit, now did Dalit. I mean, what difference does it make? But there is a difficulty here in this. There are some who explain, but from Rishenim it doesn't seem that way. That there are some who explain the Ailet Beyat in the sense, Holikim. The Ailet Beyat bit me all. But from Rishenim it doesn't appear that this is the pshat. Da'al bi'at beat me, or in other words, is it true that you penetrated into the subject? Da'al bi'at, you entered fully into the subject, you penetrated, you penetrated, you delved thoroughly, deeply into the subject? No, beat me. But that's not the right pshat. I mean, you see from the Ran that da'al bi'at means he took his shvuah, that he himself will be ready to carry out the mess from the countess because of the Kavod HaBris. So apparently the Mashal said, the Mashal felt that this, we cannot be geir as the Ailet Beyat, because how can one take his shvuah on what something somebody else will do? The Rambam says that if somebody takes his shvuah she is reklein Yitzchayel Yam, she is reklein Yitzchayel Yam, so it's a shvuah shon. Because it's Yef Shabiyadli Kaimi. It's Yef Shabiyadli Kaimi. If somebody will take a shvuah that he will force another person, let's say he has a keyach to force another person to throw Yitzchayel. It's Yodish Leitol. So then he can take a shvuah. But if somebody will take a shvuah she is like playing Yitzchayel Yam, even if that person happens to be an obedient person. But it's still a Yef Shabiyot Rikaime, so it's a Shvue Shob. So how could he take a Shvue? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, it's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok that Rabbi Yechon and Achva, Mar Breid Rabone, so would himself carry out the mess. So it's like Shvue, she's like playing Yisrael Yam. So he is geiris, the Mashal is geiris, not the Ailet Beyat that you will carry. Ailet Beyat. So what does it mean? I will mention such rayas that it will be conclusively proven that you are allowed, that you yourself are allowed. In other words, so he's not taking the shvuah. Whether Rabbi Yechon and Achved Mar Breid Rabone will carry out the mess or not, he's only saying, I will be at. You will be, on the basis of my rayas, you will be forced, logically, to do it yourself. Whether you'll do it or not, that's not important. But you will have to do it. So that's, in other words, he's so convinced of the truth of it, so that he took his shvuah, that you are allowed, and Gemara says, so the Talmide of Rav, Maromar Hocha Omarav, Maromar Hocha Omarav, Elikim Hocha Omarav, and the other one said, the other Amir said, Elikim Hocha Omarav. So when someone is convinced of a certain truth, he's allowed even to take a shvuah that this is so. But if we are geres, they Ailet Bey, so that means that you will do it. That's like shvuah she is reklaini Yisrael Yam. Shvuah she is reklaini Yisrael Yam. All right. Now, if we are geres, the Ailet Beyat, then we have to explain that the Ailet Beyat also in the same way as the girse of Ailet Beyat. In other words, not that he took his way that Rabbi Yechonen Achved Mar Rabone will carry out. In other words, he took his way that he'll have no reason not to carry out. In other words, that it'll be, he'll offer a convincing proof. Right, now let's see the thesis. Kodum fei d'abriyetz, shedei chazli zeshbatir, kosher rabnetam, digabaitil kol d'havi yisura d'rabonon, lo yisharim ha-mishim fei d'abriyetz, al di kikyo itineik, ki d'yom ha-beferik ha-madlikin, u-feirik kiro, v'yesh leima. So why aren't we matir over there? Because of kodum d'abriyetz here, we are matir, the yisar yitzoyen kamles, v'yesh leima d'ishane tiltu, the efshar al di kikyo itineik, likach lo yitir b'yenach. So he says, tiltle is different. Tiltle is different. Why? Because there is efshal the kikirotinik. So in other words, so it's mashma that suppose it's not efshal the kikirotinik, then it's muta to be mitaltel emes. The regular way. I mean, and we don't worry about the isa tiltle mukti. Because kovid abriyas, that's how it's mashma from the stasis. So Rab Gleiger has a kash. Kosher. Homivuel little daf men gimu amid alef. Di bileke kikea. Di shore tilt na tzad. Rak mitam di odom bol al meisei. Vili shore islei. Oso lirbuye. Vili sharino mitam ko ed abriyes. So he says that where there is no kikea, so it's only muter. Mitam odom bol al meisei. Now let's see the Gemara there. Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Itma at the bottom. 11th line from the end of the Amud. Itma. Mes avutu bechamo. Rav Yudah mar Shmuel Yifchem mito lemito. Rav Chanin nevashal miyem mishmid Rav Omar mani yachol kikar itinik umtalt. Hei chedika kikar itinik ul almu li pligi disho. Ki pligi ad lesley. Maso batil tum latzat shmeitir. So when he turns him over from one bed to the other, then it's tilt latzat. Suppose there is a fire in the house and there is a mess in the house. Can we carry out the mess? It's mukt. So the Talekame says no. You're not allowed to carry out the mess. Omar Rabbi Yudah ben Lakish, Shomati shematzil es hames mifnad leike. Hey chadom, idi kekika utineik my time in the Talekame. Idi leike my time in Rabbi Yudah ben Lakish. Elu abitil natsat liged masovat natsat shmeitilku umasova loy shmeitilku loy dikulal mitil natsat shmeitilku vehayne so it's awesome. But why? So in other words, so why does Rabbi Meloki say it's muter a special heter? Vehayne time Rabbi Meloki is teich shadam bol al meisei ilu shomis loyosel erboye. Omar Rabbi Meshila Omar Vasem Amir aloch ek Rabbi Meloki bemes. So according to Rabbi Melokish, why is it muter? Because of a special heter. Mitech shodom bol al meisei ilu sholeslei osel erbuya. Otherwise it will be osa. And what does it deal with? It deals with the case of leke kikyalitinek. Because if ike kikyalitinek, so the Gemara says, ike kikyalitinek, my time is tanekame. So then everybody agrees that you are allowed. So in other words, we're dealing with a case where there is no kikyalitinek. So still, Rabbi Yudah ben Lakish is only matir because of his special heter. His special heter. Otherwise, it would be osa. But why do we have to resort to his special heter? So it'll be worse. But it should be muta because of Kometa Abriyas. The mess will be consumed. He'll be consumed, the mess. So it's Kometa Abriyas. So it's Kometa Abriyas. So we see from this Gemara that Kovid Abriyas is not Deiched Yisa Tiltul Mukce. That's Rav Gleiger's Kashi against Teisus. Teisus says here that the only reason Teisus Kashi was, why do we...